Music on WGTD comes from Piasecki Funeral Home. Honor a life well lived with a gift of a service for burial or cremation with a professional, friendly, and compassionate staff. Serving the community for 90 years, Piasecki Funeral Home.
You are listening to Somewhere in My Memory, the opening theme of the film Home Alone. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. I am your host, Lily Maselli, and 10 years ago, In Between the Music was broadcasting on the HD3 network with WGTD. But now I'm back, and I'm happy to be on the HD1 network with my fantastic program I think you'll like, In Between the Music, that features music, some history, and a little trivia. So again, I'm your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music and home. I read within a poet's book a word that starred the page. Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage. Yes, that is true, and something more. You'll find where o'er you roam that marble floors and gilded walls can never make a home. But every house where love abides and friendship is a guest is surely home, and home sweet home, for the heart there can rest. Henry Van Dyke.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
Home is important. It provides a refuge from the outside world and is the place where you welcome your family and friends. Home is where you can relax, be yourself, and feel secure, and it means something different to everyone. Miranda Lambert was only 26 when she first heard The House That Built Me, written by Tom Douglas and Alan Shamblin. And it was supposed to have been recorded by a male singer. But Lambert was destined to record that song, and she made it a big hit. When she was younger, Miranda's family fell on hard times and had no place to live. But soon they found an old house where they all lived in one room as they fixed it up. And just like the lyrics go, the upstairs room is where Lambert did her homework, and they did bury their dog, their 14-year-old dog, in the backyard.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, so feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
Fiddler on the Roof tells the story of a poor milkman whose love, pride, and faith helped him face the oppression of turn-of-the-century Tsarist Russia. Well, he also has three daughters he's trying to marry off, but they only want to marry for love. Perchik, who is in love with Hodel, one of the daughters, has been arrested and exiled to Siberia. So Hodel is determined to join him there. Her father finds her at the railroad station as she's about to leave, and through song, she explains to him that her home is with her beloved, wherever he may be, although she will always love her family and the home she is leaving.
Siberia? And he asks you to leave your father and mother? To join him in that frozen wasteland? And marry him there?
No, Papa, he did not ask me to go. I want to go. I don't want him to be alone. I want to join him in his work.
No.
It is the greatest work a man can do, Papa.
No.
Papa! How can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land, far from the home I love. Once I was happily content to be as I was, where I was. thanks to the people who are close to me here in the home I love. Who could see that a man would come who would change the shape of my dreams? Helpless now, I stand with him, watching all the dreams grow dim. Oh, what a melancholy choice this is, wanting home, wanting him, closing my heart to every hope but his, leaving the home I love, there where my heart has settled long ago. I must go, I must go. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so far from the home I love, yet there with my love I'm home.
And who will there be to perform a marriage out there in that wilderness?
Papa, I promise you, we will be married under a canopy.
No doubt a couple of rabbis will also arrest. Well, give him my regards, that Moses of yours. I always thought he was a good man. Hodel, you tell him that I rely on his honor to treat my daughter well. Tell him that.
Papa, God alone knows when we shall see each other again.
Then we leave it in his hands. Take care of her. See that she dresses warm.
It's 1964, and Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel find themselves on a cold, rainy night at a railroad station near Liverpool, England, partway through a tour. They were just two musicians starting out, and little did they know how their lives would change. Simon started the lyrics on scraps of paper. The home that is longed for is more of a break from the rambling life they were leading, and not simply a house.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines.
Each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently.
Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend.
But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me.
around. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
John Foreman of the group Switchfoot was inspired to write This Is Home after rereading the Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, after being given the opportunity to write for the film. Foreman said, "I am always taken by C.S. Lewis's ability to write about the bittersweet beauty in this world. This home we aren't really made for, but is the place we work out our humanity in the midst of all our longing for our true home."
I've got my memories always inside of me, but I can't go back to how it was. I believe now I've come too far. No, I can't go back to how it was.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's program, and I look forward to any comments you might have. On my next show, I plan on having an email so you can contact me. And before I leave you today with William Coulter's The Road Home, remember, there is no place like home. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, Racine Symphony Orchestra presents their new musical flight series at Uncorked, March 11th at 6:30. Meet R.